Good morning, guys. It is a beautiful, beautiful Friday morning, and it's Lighting Up Friday part 7. So I'm super excited. I'm always glad for Fridays. I actually overslept this morning, but luckily I didn't feel like I had to rush too much, so I'm headed to work now because they feel like at work that I'm always late. I don't feel like I'm always late, but at the same token, I feel like they don't get it. Like when you're trying to get yourself ready, get your child ready, and you know, things like that, it can be a little rough. So not always the earliest bird, but the way I work at my doctor's office is like a little different. It's like we get there like at 8 o'clock. My doctor doesn't get there till about 9:30 usually. Sometimes he may come earlier, but he doesn't always get there on time. So it's like we just get there early in order to get patients in rooms and get their vitals. And now that we have a nurse practitioner, she kind of does prescriptions and things too, so makes it a little bit easier. But I kind of made a bet with my coworkers, like, I'm going to be on time on Friday. So they're going to be shocked when I'm actually on time today. Yep, I love shocking people. Excuse me, I don't know why the heck I'm coughing like that. Smoke was coughing, so I don't know what the hell that is. But anyway, I'm super excited for Friday. I'm probably going to go to work. We usually leave last patient at 10:30. So when I leave work, I got to come straight home. Get myself all ready to go see my man. I'm so excited about this because literally I miss my boyfriend. Like, I don't know. It's so weird when you're in like a long distance relationship. We don't get to see each other as much as I want us to. It's crazy. We see each other like maybe twice a month at the most. So it's like super crazy because he works nights and I work during the day. So it's crazy because he has to like go to bed. He goes to work every night like I want to say 10. He gets to work like he leaves at 10 o'clock and he gets to work by 11 because he drives like an extra hour away from his house to get to work. And then he gets off at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's like he's literally working 7 days a week and it's so hard for him to even like get time away. So it's like, oh my God. So I'm super excited for this weekend. Plus he has vacation coming up. So it's going to be all good for me. So I'm excited because I literally miss him. And I'm just excited. I can't wait till he sees. Like, I literally went to Target last night, got him everything he asked for his birthday. And I even added extra stuff. So I'm excited because, like, I can't wait to see his face. Like, see his face when he sees, like, all his gifts. And he's like, what? You got that for me? So I'm even more excited to see his face. Like, I'm looking forward to some relaxation this weekend, guys. Just to relax, curl up in my bed. Well, in his bed and curl up on the couch and just watch movies. So this weekend you will hear me talk about movies. If I do a podcast at all, I'm definitely going to be like, I watched a movie finally. Because when I'm at his house, like, we literally watch so many movies, it's not funny. Like, we have the Netflix, but also he has like 3 or 4 CD cases full of DVDs. So I'm watching all these movies all weekend. That's basically what we do. So I'm super excited. Also, I'm excited to see his dog Batman. I love Batty. So I'm excited. I call him Batty, but his name is Batman. So crazy. Like, what happened is, like, the dog used to belong to his brother, and his brother's son named the dog Batman. So when they gave it to my boyfriend, he just kept the name Batman. So I call him Batty. I'm like, hey, Batty. Oh my God, I miss him. I literally went to Target last night and went crazy on the pet aisle. Like, I started buying him all this food and all these toys and stuff. And I don't know. So I'm kind of excited to see if he likes his stuff too. But yeah, my mom thought I was nuts. She's like, you bought the dog something? I'm like, Mom, I love the dog just as much as I love my boyfriend. Like, I'm literally attached to both of them on the same wavelength. All right, guys, I'm sorry. I know I'm getting all lovey right now and romantic and mushy. Like, I'm so sorry. But moving on just a little bit. I hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day last night. Like, I really didn't do much. Like I said, I just kind of went to work, came home. My dad had made like this huge dinner, and I had dinner because everybody ate without me because it took me so long at Target last night. So, but normally, again, I'm sorry for the cough, guys. Normally, we eat as a family on Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day always falls during the week. So, my dad will make a steak meal, but this year he made like he had chicken with cheese on top and bacon and mushrooms, peppers, and onions, and it was so good. And he made it on the grill. And so I had that when I got home. Then I just relaxed. And I spent time with my daughter. And then me and her both got in the bed like 10 o'clock. I was like, let's go to sleep. Then I did a quick podcast episode for you guys before I finally fell asleep. Needless to say, I was was tired because I forgot to set my alarm last night. I'm like, what the heck? I woke up this morning at like 5:40. Like, wait a minute. I was supposed to set my alarm for 5 o'clock. Didn't happen because I was so dang tired and I forgot to set the alarm. So I'm kind of glad I get a 4-day weekend. Don't got to go back to work till Tuesday. Got to remind my coworkers again because they're probably going to forget. But I'm super excited. Because I know Monday I take my daughter to her dentist appointment. But after her appointment, we're supposed to be, me and my mom and her, we're going shopping and we're going to get like lunch and all that stuff. So that should be fun. Like a little girl's day. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, not much is really going on this lighten up Friday. It's nice where I live, kind of, sort of. But I don't really know. I just want to like shed light on something too. Like, I woke up this morning, I was talking to my mom, and she was just telling me about how my grandmother was telling her that, and you know, I'm not one, I don't talk about race a lot just because I just feel like, you know, I don't like to touch those subjects. But she was telling me that, because we live in a small town, okay? I live in a small town, as I've told you guys probably numerous times. She was just telling me that my grandmother had told her a story that the Ku Klux Klan was posting, like, posters and signs all around where I live. So I haven't seen the signs, but my grandmother's seen them, and she's, like, telling my mom. And my mom's like, well, I know we live in a small town, but she was like, I have never seen the racism, like, up close. And I'm like, well, I told my mom, well, you know, we do live in a small town, and there is some racism still in the world in general. And I think it's here in my small town just a little bit. But, you know, I've never, like, seen it up close either, but I think it's crazy. But it was crazy because one day I did have an instance, like, I was in my yard. I was outside with my daughter, my uncle, and my dad. And this girl went down our street and she yelled out the N-word. But then after she realized we heard her and seen her, she tries to, like, apologize. And I'm just in utter shock and disbelief at this point because I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? This girl's obviously a teenager and she's ignorant. Excuse me. I mean, I'm just got to be honest with you. Just ignorant. I don't know if she wasn't educated on it or what was going on through her mind. But I was in utter shock because in all the time that I've lived in my small town, that's never happened. And of course, I grew up in my small town. I've born and raised, but it was just shocking. I mean, of course, I've gone to school with rednecks. I mean, where I live, like I said, my high school is across the street from a cow farm. So I went to school with rednecks, all that stuff. Nothing wrong. And I never had an issue with any of them. Like, some of them were the most coolest people ever. Literally, weren't racist, but cool as hell. I had classes with them, and they were, like, the coolest people ever. But, you know, unfortunately, it's just the world we live in. There's still racism in certain areas, probably all over the world. It just happens. I try to ignore it, kind of. Because for me, it's like I don't see color. Just because my aunt was white, my uncle was, my uncle married his wife. She was a white lady. So, of course, I don't see race. And my little cousin, she is biracial. She's half black and half white. So, I have a lot of biracial people in my family, a lot of white people in my family. So, I don't see color. And I'm not a racist person, of course. But it's sad that some people in this day and age, they still see color and they're still very racist. But there's not much you can really do about it. You just have to kind of, I hate to say ignore and just throw it over your shoulder. Because, and I'm not going to put it all on, you know, any other race, because sometimes in my culture, you know, as African-American, some African-American people don't like white people, and I think that's ignorant too. But just speaking in general, it's the world we live in. Everybody has an issue with something going on, but you can't really let that stuff bring you down. You know, I think it worries my mom just a little bit, but I'm just like, Mom, you know what, you can't worry about it, you know. As long as no one's touching us or putting their hands on us or harassing us, we're good. But I think it's crazy that that's just the kind of world we have to live in, unfortunately. Yeah, so I don't know. It's crazy. But also, I want to tell one more story before I end this topic. So, yes, also, I remember when I was in high school, I had a friend. My friend, she was like one of my best friends. White girl. No offense. I'm not trying to be racist. But I remember her telling me that she said my grandfather doesn't like black people. So she was like, well, we, you know, me and her always want, she always was like, come to my house and let's hang out. But she was like, well, and then she started telling me stories about her family and telling me how her grandfather didn't like black people, and he lived right, like, in our small town. And I was like, you know, but that didn't stop us from being best friends. We still continued to be friends. We still hung out. We did stuff together. So it didn't have any bearing on our friendship. You know, she still was considered my friend. So, you know, I haven't heard from her in years, though. It's crazy. But, yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't see color. So, I don't know. But I just want to touch on that topic for a second. But let's move off of it because it's kind of a touchy topic. But needless to say, I don't know what everybody else has plans for Friday. Hopefully everyone has a good weekend. You know, I'm just mostly looking forward to relaxation. You ever feel like you're going to go to a spa? I want to go to a spa one day, guys. I'm serious. And relax and just lay all up like I have nothing better to do with my life. So definitely looking forward to going to somebody's spa one day. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. So, I don't know. Crazy. But, yeah, I'm going to find a way, guys, so I can actually do my podcast. I may take my laptop down. I don't know yet. I don't know what I want to do. I kind of want to take my laptop down there, but the last time I went down there, I didn't take any laptop or anything like that, so I don't know what to do. Like, should I take my laptop? Don't know, because it might help me get better Wi-Fi, but I don't know, guys. I'm definitely, like I said, I'll make Lighten Up Friday part 2 before I go out of town. That way you guys have 2 episodes today. And then if Saturday I don't do nothing, you know, for sure Sunday I'll be doing something. But I definitely will try to go into town this weekend and do what I got to do for you guys. So, but yeah, I'll try to make it work one way or the other. We'll get it working. But, yes, I don't know why I'm worried about that. It just bugs me because I'm so used to doing an episode for you guys, like, every day. So, to have to even skip a day, it's going to drive me up a wall. So, I don't know. I was hoping to, like, get my new cell phone this weekend because, like I told you guys, I'm trying to switch companies. I'm with Sprint, but I don't like Sprint. I've been with them since I was in high school, but my bill is way too high, and I'm on a plan by myself, and I feel like I'm paying too much money. So I want to switch to Verizon because I think from talking to them, they have better plans, and just I'd rather go with them. So that's who I'm going to end up switching over to, but I kind of trying to wait it out a little bit. But yeah, most likely, I want to say by next week, I should have a new phone, hopefully. I have a new phone through a new company. Sprint can take this phone and you know what they can do with it. So I don't know, guys, but I'll keep you updated on that too because I don't even know how that works. If I'm going to have my same number, if I'm going to lose all my stuff on my phone, I don't even know. Let's pray now. Because only if you have like, you know how with the iPhone, you have like Apple and you like log into your iCloud and it's supposed to save all your information. So if I wonder if I get a new phone, and I log up my information and would it still have everything? It should. That's what I'm thinking anyway, but I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask the person at Verizon when I do all this stuff. But yeah, hopefully by Monday I'll have all this stuff situated and Sprint can get Sprint their little money and be done with this whole situation. Because that's all I've been looking forward to. But yeah, so nothing going on, no. Just me heading to work. Lord, I just cannot. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. I'm mostly looking forward to sleeping good tonight. I don't know why. Like, I sleep good at home. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know why. In my mind, I've just been picturing. I've been anxious for this weekend. Like, excited this whole time to go out of town. But I'm, like, so excited to just, like, get some rest and just watch TV and relax. I don't know what is so soothing about that. But you know, between dealing with work and home and everything, sometimes I feel like my mind is like going all over the place. So I need a little mini vacation or something. I want to go to the beach this summer, guys. Like, I really do. Like, honestly, like, I would not mind going to the beach. Yeah. That's something I really, really want to do. I keep thinking about the beach, but then of course I don't go to the beach. So it's like, oh, I need to go to the beach. I need to. I miss the beach. I haven't been like in forever. I can't remember last time I went to Virginia Beach because it's been like a while since I even been able to like go to the beach. I don't know, like even before I had my daughter, I just wasn't really going. It's funny because growing up as a kid, that was like our family vacation. Me being the only child, my parents, we would always like go to the beach. We used to go every summer, but then as I got older, we kind of drifted away from doing it. So it's something that I want to get back. You know, I want to do, especially for my daughter, I want to do like little family vacations because the beach is like 2 hours away from where I live. So it's like, it's like a 2-hour drive, but go where my boyfriend lives, he's like literally an hour away from me, so he's closer. So yeah, he's lucky. And I'm sitting here like I'm not so lucky, unfortunately. I have to drive 2 hours just to get to the beach. No way. Oh no, guys. So is this weird that when I get on the interstate, like if I'm going somewhere and I'm traveling, I like to get on there at night instead of during the day? I feel like at night it's not as much traffic and it's more calm. When I get on there during the day and the sun is out, I just feel like it's just crazy traffic. I don't know if it's just me. I'm already petrified of the interstate because it's like a phobia of mine. Like, it scares me because I don't like the big trucks and people drive so crazy on there. And it's just, it's a mess. But when I do get on there, I prefer to go at night. I know that was random, but I prefer to go at night. I don't know. The traffic be crazy. Yes, 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 yes. And by the way, I spent the last 3 days at the store. I feel like I'm losing my mind or something. Like, literally, I went to Walmart a couple days ago. Like, when did I go to Walmart? Was it Tuesday? Yes, because Monday I had to take my grandma to the hospital to check on my grandpa, so I couldn't do it. But Tuesday I went to Walmart. Wednesday, which was yesterday. No, Wednesday, I had stopped at Rite Aid to get some stuff. And then yesterday, Thursday, I had to go to the store again at Target. So I've been to the store like 3 days back to back. It's crazy. This week has been hectic and crazy. And I'm going to the store like I'm a crazy person. Crazy how that works. And I'm wondering if I should get my boyfriend some cupcakes for his birthday. His birthday's Monday, but we always like celebrate it a little bit before. But I'm sitting here like, should I get him some cupcakes? But I don't want to stop at the store on the way home. So I'm just like, oh, I'm a horrible girlfriend. Because I already know, like, last year his mom baked him a cake. So I feel like if I get cupcakes, I'm going to look crazy when he got my mom baking me a cake, too. Woo! Anyway, guys. But I don't know. I am so tired. Do you know if you guys have Snapchat? Like, I just made one. Because I feel like everybody I knew had one. And they'd be like, do you have a Snapchat? I'd be like, no, I don't do Snapchat. I don't do Snapchat. And then I ended up making one. Like, in 2018, I made one and I deleted it. Because I was like, I don't want a damn Snapchat. But then I remade it like a week or two ago. I remade one. So now I actually have Snapchat. But I'm like, still trying to learn how to work it. I feel like an old lady. I'm like, I'm not that old. I'm still in my 20s. So I'm on Snapchat. I'm telling my coworker, like, how do y'all work this thing? And she's like, I can help you. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I felt like I was computer illiterate or app illiterate. I don't know. I couldn't get that app. I don't know. So if you guys know how to work Snapchat, please let me know. Because I'm still learning, trying to figure it out. And you can make videos on there, right? Because I've seen people make, like, videos and stuff. But I'm like, how? Because when I go on there, all I see is the picture part. So, guys, I don't know. Guys, you got to help me out. I don't know how to work Snapchat. I'm learning how to work it. I sent, like, course. I'm learning how to do, like, the friend requests and stuff. Because I added, like, most of my friends. But I'm like, how the hell else do you work it? Also, if you have a Snapchat, add me. Add me. I'll put the link to my Snapchat in my description. So you guys can add me if you like. Just to say, I'm still learning how to work it. So it's up to you guys. You don't have to add me. But I'll just drop my screen name or the link or whatever for you guys. So if you want to follow me, you're welcome to. So, I don't know. I am so tired right now. It makes no sense at all. Like yawning. I'm so tired. It's only like 7:16 now. I feel like I be driving for hours sometimes for me to get to work, because I literally live an hour away from my job. So it's like, you ever just sometimes do the same routine every day and it just gets old? That's how I feel about this drive to work every day. Like, I do the same routine every day, and it's like different ways I can get to my job. So I was taking another way, but I got tired that way, so now I found another route to take. But this route is starting to get a little old, so I'm like, I need to find me another route again, because I see the same scenery every day. I'm like, I need to see something different. So I don't know. Yeah. I'm crazy. Whew. Ignore me, guys. So what kind of music do you guys like? Because I listen to all kinds of music. But I love that song by Khalid better. I've been listening to that song like crazy. I don't know why. That's been on my radar lately. don't know. I love anything Khalid does. Like, he just makes a hit out of any song. Yes, Lord, Lord, Lord. But yeah, I listen to all kinds of music. I try to, like, find different playlists on YouTube and all different stuff. So, yeah. I like to sing in the car, even sing in the shower here and there. I just love to sing. But I don't like to sing in front of people because I don't know. My mom sometimes will say, I think you have a pretty voice. But I'm like, Mom, no, I don't. I feel like, no, I don't. So it's like I'm, like, too shy to sing in front of a bunch of people. I don't know. Weird enough. I just stick to singing in the car when I'm alone in the shower or singing to my daughter. She tells me, I'm like, can Mama sing? She'll look at me and shake her head no and start laughing. She says, I can't sing. But that last night, I sung Rockabye Baby to her, and she fell asleep on my chest, so it must have worked. But anyway, guys, I am going to wrap this up. I'm just rambling on. I'm sorry, guys. I can talk a lot. Just to let you guys know. I'm sure you can tell. You're like, shut up, girl. Yeah, I talk a lot. I don't know. I really can talk. But gotta keep it interesting for you guys. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to Lighten Up Friday Part 7. I'm excited to do Part 8 later on so you guys can have 2 episodes from me. I'll work on that before I go out of town. Also, guys, I'm going to try my best to podcast this weekend. I don't know how it's going to work out. So I will try my best to have service so I can podcast and give you guys something to look forward to. Also, guys, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your fun. And, of course, we'll do a, if you guys, maybe we'll do a Q&A tonight. I don't know. Or maybe we'll do something different because I think you guys probably are getting tired of the Q&As. I do Q&As so much now. I don't know if it's making you guys sick or what, but I'll figure it out. I'll think on it. I'll try to do a Q&A, or we can just do, I don't know. We'll figure something. I want to do a question and answer one day where you guys just ask me questions. So if you guys want to ask me questions, and we can just save that for Lighten Up Friday. Again, I think in my last episode or the one before that, I left my email. So you can go to chomin220@gmail.com and email me your questions. Or, guys, if you don't want to do that, you also are welcome to go to my blog, sherellesblog.media, and you can leave me information and questions on there because I have all my contact information on there as well. So check it out. Again, guys, enjoy your weekend, and I'm going to figure out something to do tonight for you guys on the episode. So I am signing off now, and I hope you guys have a great day.